Normally, the bulk of the science is conducted after the ice melts out. Unless the science is specifically about the ice, in general, they kind of want the ice to get out of the way so they can, it's easier to maneuver the ship, it's easier to get from point A to point B if there's no ice in the way, and you can get more science stations done. Sometimes you actually, the purpose is to go measure the ice or to, you know, analyze it or to sample it, and so of course you need to be in it. This past year, we came up about a month and a half earlier than we normally do, because the nature of the science was to identify and observe an algae bloom under the ice, which they had seen indications of a couple of years ago, and this year was a follow-up to go back and try to find it and quantify it and to observe this super bloom under the ice. And so by being in the ice earlier in the spring, we did a lot more ice breaking than we typically have. There was further south, I think there was a lot more ridging and rubble than we're normally used to seeing, just because I think further south the ice is more mobile. It moves around. The ice pack, you know, overall is very dynamic. It's moving around all winter. Leads are opening up and closing. It's pushed around by the wind, so every time you have a weather front come through, it'll be pushing to the east, and then it'll be pushing to the west or north or south. And so when you get the momentum of the ice moving around, it hits another piece of ice that isn't moving as fast, and you end up with a collision that ridges up. Think of it as a mini plate tectonics. All these ice flows are moving around and creating mountain ridges where they strike and drive into each other.
But a lot faster and maybe a lot more fluid, to use a term.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. In a matter of hours or minutes. A few years back, we were in an area where there was heavy ice pressure, and the ice was closing in behind the ship. And we stopped, and in a matter of, I think it was about 8 hours, where there was an open track that we had just driven through, the ice was driven together, and we had a 12-foot pressure ridge right behind the stern. And we could see it building and watching it. So it's very dynamic.
Did you see any evidence of what has been measured as a thinning ice pack? Anything that struck out to you?
Yeah, I mean, because we were here earlier, there was actually more ice than we're normally used to dealing with. But there clearly is thinner ice and less ice. You know, we can argue about the why, but from my perspective, there's less ice here than when I started going to the Arctic, you know, 20 years ago.